George and Laura Bush have been White House residents for 10 days now. Bill and Hillary Clinton are settling into new roles. Each Tuesday this month, Morning Edition has been talking about moving in and out of the White House. Last Tuesday's installment explored the grim circumstances that made Lyndon Baines Johnson president. Today, in the final conversation in this series, the biographer of LBJ's widow tells NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg about the historic role played by Lady Bird Johnson and how the Johnson family left the White House in 1969.
Lyndon Johnson came and left the White House against a background of violence. An assassination made him president. The escalating war in Vietnam and escalating protests against it, plus more assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy, forced Johnson into retirement at the LBJ Ranch in Texas. In the 4 years that remained to him, his wife, Claudia Taylor Johnson, nicknamed Lady Bird, ministered to his every need. Lady Bird Johnson's biographer, Jan Jarboe Russell, describes the family leaving Washington.
Lady Bird said that she realized in her own poetic way that, quote, the golden coin is spent.
What do you think she meant by that?
Well, I think that by then Lady Bird understood that power is the coin of the realm in this country and that their coin had been spent.
Mm. But she did something else, you write, on their way out of the White House.
Her number one job in life was that she was the chief consoler to Johnson, who was such a volcano of a man. And she just leaned over and patted him on the shoulder and said, she had no regrets. She really wanted to get out of Washington, and she told him that she wanted 20 more years of peace with him on the ranch, which was not to be.
I take it she traveled back and forth from the ranch and trying to get it ready for the time that they would move there permanently.
Yes, in fact, she spent more time at the ranch at the latter part of their administration than at any other time. Washington had no more appeal for her. Mrs. Johnson was probably the last of the 1950s first ladies, and she was very distraught by the protests. And so she wanted to be in Texas, where she said life was normal.
In their first days back, on their ranch, did she just make sure that there was a lot of activity, a lot of visitors coming in, people coming to see them?
No, as a matter of fact, she attempted to isolate the president as much as possible. Johnson, at that point, was suffering terrible lows emotionally. There was a scene on the way back from Air Force One where he lit up a cigarette in front of his daughter, Lucy. Lucy begged him not to smoke because, of course, he had a heart attack and had a heart condition. Mrs. Johnson was very concerned about his health. And Lucy said, please don't smoke. How could you smoke now? Was the exact quote. And Johnson said, for 14 years, I've wanted to smoke. And for 14 years, I've had a country to serve and a job to do. And now I don't have anything to do, and it's my turn, is what he said.
Wow.
And he really did start smoking and drinking and eating himself to death. So a lot of Mrs. Johnson's daily life revolved around trying to make sure that he didn't eat too much or trying to make sure he didn't drink too much scotch. Mm. And the other thing that she did was she would urge the people that did come to see him to please not talk about Vietnam or to not talk about President Nixon. So Mrs. Johnson at that point really managed him like a child, and their marriage really came full circle. In the beginning of the marriage, she was completely dependent on him, and by the end of the marriage, he had become really physically and emotionally very dependent on Mrs. Johnson.
Now, here's a woman who spent her life essentially polishing his shadow. I mean, as he took off from one place to another, she kind of was holding it together. What did she do for herself, particularly in those post-White House days, which must have been terribly difficult for her?
Lady Bird had been busying herself all through those years, creating really a parallel life for herself. She had established her own business. She had made her own friends. She had shared in his glory, and in his wealth, and she never did stoop to play the part of the wrong wife, because as we all know, it was a marriage plagued with infidelity and to some degree cruelty. She had amassed a huge amount of wealth and goodwill, more goodwill than he ever enjoyed in our country. And so she came back to Texas and used it well for interpreting his memory. Anyone who is a Johnson historian has gotten what we now call the Lady Bird treatment, because she does talk to historians and has been largely responsible for whatever rehabilitation in history that Johnson has enjoyed.
So keeping the legacy, holding up his reputation.
She really, I think, helped invent him as a great man. The very first campaign contribution he ever received in 1938 was $10,000 from Lady Bird. You know, the question that I had as her biographer is, why did she put up with this kind of person for so long? And I think the short answer is, she loved him, and she loved the life that he gave her. As you may know, she has given the ranch to the National Park Service, and every day buses roll up in front of her house, and Lady Bird, when she's there, always greets the tourist, and she goes out and she waves like an old character actress and says, "How y'all doing?" and "Nice to see ya," and they all take her pictures, and she truly loves this role. And I ask her, I said, "Don't you ever feel that at this late date in your life, you deserve some privacy?" And she looked at me like I was crazy, and she said, "Heavens, no." She said, "I have had a great relationship with GP." And I said, "Well, what's GP? She said, "General Public." That's what Lyndon left me.
Jan Jarboe Russell is the author of Lady Bird, a biography of Mrs. Johnson, published in 1999. Claudia Alta Taylor and Lyndon Baines Johnson were married in 1934, 2 months after they met. "Sometimes Lyndon simply takes your breath away," Mrs. Johnson said. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.